All right, well, he's on the phone. We'll take him. On line five is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton. Welcome back.
Hello, Sam. You know, God's got a World Series. And your bullpen's looking weak, mister. I question it.
Oh, really? Well, it's, you know, I got to tell you, Lonnie.
Weak.
It seems to me that the Republicans are sweating, if you will, under the weight of Denny Hastert's cover-up of this Foley scandal.
You know, Sam, I just want to go on the record as saying that I'm sickened and saddened by the recent events, and I hope the guilty parties are punished to the fullest extent of the law. Shameful, horrible, a black day in this country. Lock them up.
Wow, I gotta say, folks, it looks like we've made a convert. That's a little surprising to me, Lawton. So you're suggesting that Foley and Reynolds and Denny Hastert and the rest of them should be prosecuted.
Lay off the bong, Spicoli. I said the guilty parties. Listen.
I'm sorry, Lawton. What are you talking about?
William Beelzebub Clinton, the Marquis de Slob himself, and that lesbian abortionist Satan united him with, Killary. I'm laying this whole stinky dead hog called Mark Foley at the doorstep of Casa Clinton. And may they feel the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Casa Clinton.
Lock him up.
Well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, folks. Somehow the Clintons are responsible for allowing Mark Foley to continue to prey on teenagers.
Do the math. One, Mark Foley is a Republican. Two, Republicans are incapable of impure sexual behavior. Ergo, three, someone has obviously bamboozled his mind.
Incapable, huh?
A lot of people don't know this, Sam, but for the past 20 years, Bill and Hillary Clinton have been conducting covert mind control experiments on Americans from all walks of life, including congressmen like that poor Mark Foley. Illicit, deviant, acid orgies financed by George Soros. Sam, yeah. I could show you videotape of the Clintons in red robes with hoods presiding over the most depraved, demonic ceremonies you can imagine. Hundreds of naked bodies writhing in unclean liberal lust. Clean, God-fearing heterosexuals befouled by the gay agenda and their pelvis grinding deep house music. And up there on an altar dripping with blood is Hillary Clinton herself.
Wow.
Tattooing a baby. Well, I saw her do it.
A lot, and all I can say is, what has this got to do with Foley?
Well, a few months back, that poor Mark Foley thought he was going to a leadership conference.
Uh-huh.
When he stepped into a hotel ballroom, there were the Clintons and their goon squad. Shot him full of dope right there. He never had a chance.
Uh-huh.
Foley doesn't remember what happened in there, but when he left that Marriott hotel that day, his mind was full of evil. Just like when Clinton molested that fat intern in our Oval Office. He stained us all that day, Sam.
Look, I got news for you, Lawton. All right, the Republicans got caught in the sleazy cover-up for a sexual predator, and you're telling me that Denny Hastert shouldn't resign? I mean, shouldn't Denny Hastert resign, Lawton?
Denny Hastert? Of course not. Why would Denny Hastert resign? Quote, Vice President Dick, two-terms mandate Cheney. I'm a huge Denny Hastert fan, unquote. Case closed.
Look, Lawton, we only got a minute here, buddy.
Clinton,
we only got a minute. I think this is fascinating, Lawton, but okay. I think your Republicans are in trouble here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. George Allen's not a pedophile either. I just want to say that. All right?
I
want to stop the echo chamber right now. George Allen's not a pedophile. Disgusting the way you've implied that all day.
No, I have not said a word about George Allen being a pedophile. I've talked about his racism. I've talked about his financial improprieties. I never said that, buddy.
Stop saying that word. George Allen's not a pedophile.
You can't do this, can you, Lon? You cannot unspin this one, can you?
George Allen's not a pedophile.
You cannot unspin this.
Sam, God loves you. Deal with it.
All right, Lon, I appreciate the phone call. Man, these Republicans are off on the deep end on this one, aren't they? Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break. Coming up later in the program, Robert Reich, 866-303-2270. You can email us at samcedarshow@gmail.com. Wow.
Sam Cedar.